Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, the first episode of 2021. This is great, isn't it? We're having a good time. We're having a lovely time. Not as good as most politicians traveling to Hawaii, having a great old time, kicking the feet up. And shame on you people. Shame on you people. You know how hard it is lying to everybody? Do you know how tough it is convincing people you're a half-decent human being? It's very hard. It's very hard. So shame on you. They deserve that vacation. But let's get into the show. Fucking 2020's in the past. And you know, the worst year ever, you know? The worst year ever to be alive. Other than being Jewish in 1942. Probably about 1938 to 1945. It sucked to be Jewish back then. But it doesn't even hold a candle to be a teenager in 2020, okay? Do you know how hard it is not waking up, going to a gymnasium during lunch break to film TikToks with your best buds? Do you know how hard it is waking up every day, not being able to become a streamer for Fortnite? It's difficult. In fact, it's more difficult than digging up a grave for yourself only for a German SS soldier to shoot you in the back and you die in your own cold blood. I would much rather be a 13-year-old in this oppressed world that we're living in. It must be so difficult to wake up and be mispronounced. I can't even imagine, you know. I can't even imagine like waking up and somebody calling me the wrong pronoun. It doesn't even register that kind of evil is even equal to being rounded up by the hundreds and thousands and being brutally murdered, raped, and stripped naked and stripped naked in the wintertime, digging your own grave for you to be murdered in. It doesn't even compare. These kids have it way worse than the Jews did in 1945. Up to 1945, I should say. It's awful. I can't even think like what it would be like to be 14 years old in the middle of the middle of flu season. It's got to feel lonely. It's got to feel dark, you know, knowing that you have the power of the internet behind you and you can contact anybody at any moment in time for any sort of help. But it is definitely way worse than living in a world where there is a regime rounding up your family members one by one by one, putting them into concentration camps and brutally murdering them. It's got to be awful. It's got to be awful. They will never understand, you know, trying to explain to your Jewish grandmother, if you are Jewish, that, you know what, yeah, I understand, like, you survived Auschwitz, but do you know what it's like not going viral on TikTok? Do you understand the amount of shame that I have walking around school knowing that I only got 44 likes on my last dancing video to Miley Cyrus's new song? Like, Grandma, we're comparing apples to oranges here, and right now your oranges are low-hanging fruit compared to the problems that exist in 2021 now. We finally rolled over the calendar year, and I don't think you'll ever understand what it's like to be a 13-year-old female or male. I don't know what you are, what you identify as. See what I mean? Right there, I probably caused 4 or 5 suicides by like misgendering somebody, and that's upsetting, and it's a shame that history books don't go back. Or historians don't look at this like it's just a complete massacre on society that children aren't world renowned TikTokers. It's upsetting, deeply upsetting. How can you live with yourself, huh? How do you look yourself in the mirror and think that Auschwitz is even comparable to what these kids are going through today, being locked indoors, having to play Fortnite, and on a computer system that's worth $4,000, that year's salary of what a Jew probably made back then. And no, that is not a slur. So don't try to slander me. It's got to be tough, you know? These children have gaming consoles that are worth more than the total yearly income of most of these Auschwitz survivors. And that, my friends, is upsetting, that these Auschwitz survivors don't recognize how bad these kids have it. Do you know what it's like not having a processor that can handle HD gaming? Oh, God. I hope one day you understand that kind of pain. I hope one day you understand that kind of pain, because it's something that, it's despicable to know that kids are over here gaming in SD quality footage. Fucking ridiculous. How's that for an intro? Fuck this goddamn planet. What? Another thing. I don't know if you're following the news, and for the American listeners, I'll break this down as best as I possibly can. There is an MP, what is her name? Hold on one sec. Tracy Allard, the Municipal Affairs Officer, the Municipal Affairs, I don't know her fucking whole title. Tracy Allard. No, she says she gets popped. All the politicians right now in Canada are getting popped for going on vacation, and it's absolutely hilarious. The classic do as I say, not as I do situation here. And Tracy Allard gets popped by going to Hawaii with her family from, I want to say it was, she was supposed to be down there December 20th, I believe, to the 30th. I don't know the fucking dates. Why am I acting like I care either? But then her rebuttal to getting caught was, well, it's been family tradition for 15 years. This would be like a governor's municipal, holy fuck, affairs officer or whatever their title is. That'd be like a governor's little henchman. I shouldn't be the guy talking about politics because I am completely brain dead. But I just find this very funny that she gets caught. Her rebuttal is, well, we've been doing this for 15 years. Why the hell would I stop now? A little pandemic, a little flu, gonna stop me from the family going down to Honolulu for our annual paddleboarding trip? You're joking, right? You're simply pulling my leg. Meanwhile, Albertans get to press their face against a window outside of an old folks home just to see their parents slowly wilt away from the coronavirus. And your local MPs and your governors and your governors being American, all your politicians that you voted in are traveling to Mexico, Hawaii, kicking their feet up as they deserve. You know, it's been a hard year for them too, trying to convince you to stay indoors. It's been awful for them. They're constantly scrutinized in the news, and that's got to be taxing on their mental health. That's got to be awful to deal with on a daily basis. And the only way that they can simply get over this is by taking a little family vacation, a little family tradition. And usually, traditionally, when a family member dies in this country, that we go and have a funeral gathered with all of our loved ones. But you can do that on Zoom now. You can do that on Zoom because it's not that big of a tradition. Not like going down to Honolulu for a paddleboarding trip with your family. Okay? That's not nearly as important. Meemaw was going to die anyways. And you're just going to have to suck that up at the end of the day. Because, listen, have you seen the sea life this time of year down in Honolulu? Of course you haven't, because you're a broke piece of shit loser like the rest of us who doesn't make their living off of the backs of hardworking men and women. Sorry for not using proper gender pronouns. If you are one of the he, they, thems, put in whatever suits you best. Because this is an inclusive podcast. This is a very inclusive podcast. Inclusive meaning that wherever you come from, whoever you are, you just need to recognize the fact that you will never be good enough in the eyes of every politician. As long as you're working, paying your taxes, so that way Tracy Allard and her fucking goddamn family can head to Honolulu and go spearfishing with the locals, then goddamn it, you're just like me and you. You and I are not different one bit. We're just eating a giant shit sandwich and somehow we're arguing about who's better in office. We're fucking retarded is what we are. I think it's hilarious. Going a little paddleboard. It's a 15-year tradition, she says. 15 years we've been doing this and we're not going to stop now in the middle of a pandemic. Mm-mm. You got to be out of your fucking mind if you think we're canceling the Honolulu trip over a little bit of a cold, a little bit of a sniffly nose. These sons of bitches are still going to work and paying their taxes, and we're going to rape them harder once tax season comes around. And I'm going to double down on that trip because right now I had to cut it short. And on top of it, I had to resign. This is Tracy Allard speaking. Imagine that interview. Oh, man, I hope to God that imagine she comes out and she's like, yeah, I'll do an interview, and just starts blading everybody. Just be like, yeah, you know what? This whole province is stupid. It's like when an athlete finally gets that breaking point in those interviews, would be like, yeah, you know what? The whole team sucks. Fucking trade me. I'm tired of this shit. You know what it's like? I'm not giving up on Honolulu. Not a fucking chance. Nah. Jason Kenney can lick my twat for all I care. I'm heading to Honolulu with my family. It's a 15-year tradition. I don't give a shit if your grandma is in an old folks home. Do I look like I'm in an old folks home? No, I don't. So I'm going spearfishing on shorelines, getting hammered drunk on Mai Tais, and going to flip off the locals and tell them to suck my pussy lips. That's what I'm going to do. All on the taxpayer's dime. Because that's what I do up in this bitch, up in parliament, up in legislation. When I'm out here slinging papers, all I'm thinking about is that yearly traditional trip to Hana goddamn Lulu, baby. These fucking people. There's like 54 of them that got popped and they're all like, oh, I just didn't know. Non-essential travel. Some of them are heading to Greece. Who was the one that went to Greece? It was a liberal MP, I believe, out of Ontario. And she goes, well, you know, my grandma was a little bit sick. Well, pop on a fucking Zoom call like the rest of us. It's non-essential travel. And then you get people in the comments section trying to, like, defend them. Well, if you could afford it, you would. You're goddamn right. But I don't rape people's pockets to go on fucking trips now, do I? Meanwhile, right now, somebody's like, well, what do you mean? I bought your merch. I bought your merch. Oh, time for a little ad read. That's right, brother. You tired of being a loser? You tired of not getting laid because you don't have cool things to wear? Well, I run into that problem on the daily. Guess what? You can head to dangercatshop.com, use the code HACK20, and buy some gear that'll probably make some vaginas wet. You haven't done that in years. You've been basically fucking sandpaper because you show up in these, grody t-shirts. You know what I mean? What are you wearing? Milk Boy merch? Ugh. You don't have any Danger Cats merch? You're over here, you show up in some frat boy gear that says full send on it? Oh, that's pathetic. You need to slip into some Danger Cats threads to let the ladies know that you eat ass. On the first date, that is. Also, if you like this podcast, head to www.patreon.com/dangercats69 and you can pick up an extra episode of the Danger Cats podcast every week. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that fun? That's great. You want to hear my voice for an additional hour every week? Well, guess what? There's a backlog of episodes on there as well that you can go back and listen to. So God knows how many hours of podcasting you're missing out on. And you can check out those links down below in the description. Back to the episode. Yeah, but you see me traveling? I'm still in the same goddamn office. Actually, I went snowboarding for the first time in 14 years. And just out here telling you, I still got it. Not a big deal. Went to Jasper National Park, fucking Alberta, baby. Everything I do is just Alberta, pro Alberta. Nah, it was great though. Got out on the hill, actually ran it. People fucking somehow recognized me with ski goggles and a goddamn mask over top of me. I wasn't even wearing any of our shit. Am I that noticeable? Am I that ugly? Even behind, they just smelt like... I smell like a fucking a bag of bottles. You know when you go to the depot and they're like, oh yeah, that's got to be that piss bag. Even though I haven't hit the sauce and God, I don't even know how long. It's depressing, honestly. I'm just not that type of person to sit in my apartment or condo, I guess to say, and get shit faced by myself. I'm just not that type of guy. I guess I found that out. I've learned a lot about myself this whole pandemic thing. I learned that I don't like sitting in my goddamn apartment all by myself and getting shit-faced. I did it accidentally on a live and on a YouTube live. Did not go well. I feel like I deleted the video and I refused to go back and watch it. It's like watching all that old content that we did where I'm just hammered drunk screaming into a camera. I'm like, holy Christ, I cannot watch this. This is awful. Who the fuck thinks this is good? God almighty. It's tradition, though. It's tradition. Like, I speaking of learning, you should learn to keep your grandma and grandpa off of Facebook. If your aunties, uncles, anybody in your family has an IQ lower than 15, please get their phone and smash it for me, please. I don't know if any of you seen the video where I did a fake press conference as a Calgary police officer named Richard Toucher. I'm going to let you marinate in that for a second. Richard Toucher. That's right. Constable Dick Toucher was the name I went with on this. And I just said the dumbest shit. It wasn't even, I don't even think the video was funny. It was the comment section that was hilarious. I just put together something quick because I thought it'd be funny to pretend to be a Calgary officer that did a press conference about the kid Ocean Weasblatt. Weasblatt? Weasblatt? I don't know how to pronounce his last name properly, but him getting arrested at the outdoor rink there in Calgary. And the comment section on Facebook particularly was amazing. The amount of old people that thought that this was a actual press conference was beautiful and probably the worst thing I've could have learned to end the new year. Because now I can take my trolling to a next level. Now I know whether you like me or don't, or you obviously maybe you think that some of this shit that I'm doing is entertaining to be able to turn on this podcast, but my God, tune in this year, because if I the fact that I've learned that I can fuck around with old people on the internet and have them think certain things, oh sweet Jesus baby, I might get into like the fake news shit and see how many people I can fuck with. That's comedy. That's hilarious to me. The comments on it are beautiful. If you get a moment, please, I encourage you. It's hilarious because right now it's the top ranking video. If you go on Facebook, and I know everybody's like, who the fuck uses Facebook? I do. I do for that reason right there by creating one of the dumbest videos I could possibly create for the end of the year and have these people believe that was an actual officer threatening. That's right. I used a photo of two New York police department officers that look like they just hit the sauce, baby. They're chiseled, but he's got biceps on biceps. He's got a 9-pack. Where's the extra ab coming from? I don't know, but he has it. not unlike any of us. We're just fat slobs that fucking guzzle liquor and fast food. Think that we're actually accomplishing something in life by being a construction worker. Meanwhile, everybody else is laughing at us because we just sit and pick up trucks and actually I mean this endearing. You know what? You get paid handsomely to watch videos in a fucking pickup truck. Then, hey, power to you. That's what I like. I like hearing about that kind of shit. You know what? It's okay to be a little bit of an underachiever. Let's get into this for a second. It's okay to be a little bit of an underachiever at times. You know what? Most people strive to hit their goals. And at the end of the day, they fall a little short. So maybe if you set the bar a little low and you overachieve, which is still underachieving based on the standards set by society, you're still doing okay. You know what? You got that plumbing job. You don't got to work too hard. You're making decent money. Huh? You know, you got that pipeline and job where half the time you're sitting in a pickup truck sharing memes with your foreman. And that's a good life to have. You know what? You got enough money to afford a fridge full of liquor. You come home and you just get yourself piss piled drunk. Nothing wrong with that. Meanwhile, you got overachiever over here, always falling short, you know? You just got to grind. You just got to grind. You don't want to be one of those people. They're annoying as hell, hopping on social media every day, and you know them personally. They're actually deadbeats. Yeah, it's like me without doing that. You know what? At the end of the day, I'm just a deadbeat. But I admit it. I'm not going to sit here and give you false bullshit. You know, you guys that have been listening to this podcast now for over a year, you've been with me through my pitfall and on my climb back up. I'm back to being normal. I'm back to feeling great. I'm back to feeling like the dickhead that I was meant to be. Comedy is coming around again. It was a little bit of a layaway for me. You know, it sucked. It did suck. I did not enjoy life for a little bit. And that's okay, because we're back in the game, baby. We figured out that your grandparents... I'm just going to shuffle this over. There. I put that TV in the dumbest spot ever. If you're watching on YouTube, is that not the fucking dumbest location I could have possibly put that? I should shuffle over this way, have that TV over my shoulder is what I should do. But I could not have found a dumber location for that. Jesus Christ. See, this is why I need help, mentally and physically, at every moment of the day. God, that is just horrendous. Fucking awful. It's straight, though. The camera's a little off-kilter, so that's why it might... But anyways, yeah, you know what? Being a deadbeat is okay. Being a deadbeat's okay. Drinking beer with your bros, having a good life. Everybody's always in this rat race to be the, oh, you know what, man, gotta grind. Like your Gary fucking V. Settle down. Well, you gotta grind, bro. You gotta grind. Why don't you fucking grind my cock against your teeth? Oh, yeah. But get your... Back to... The issue at hand. Get your goddamn grandparents off of Facebook. Jesus Christ, that was difficult to read, but also hilarious. Now that I know that I control at that level, that I leveled up a little bit and that I can fuck with people, it makes my day a little brighter. You know, the light at the tunnel, at the end of the tunnel, is just has a little bit more of a glow to it, you know. And now when I take these issues and how can I make this look as real as possible, as well as fucking hilarious, to the point where people like you and I, we understand the humor to it. And then you have grandma, old Meemaw, sitting on the couch, bored out of her fucking tree, that you decided to get her an iPhone 8 for Christmas and download Facebook and be like, look, now we don't have to come visit you to show the grandkids. We can just upload photos so that way you can feel like you're there. But little do you know, when you share my stupid videos, Meemaw watches them, thinks they're real, and thinks that this guy right here is an actual police officer. And she gets upset. I have her just furious sitting in the recliner looking out the window thinking that the world is falling apart right now. Thinking that a police officer could possibly kick down her door and suplex her through her coffee table. Now she's living in a state of fear because of you, not me, because of you. You thought it was a great idea to get grandma an iPhone 8 2 years ago, downloaded Facebook, made her a profile, showed her how to share videos, like photos. This is how you comment. This is how you comment. So she's having the time of her life, what she thought when she initially had it, and she's trying to figure it out. She's constantly calling, how do I show Sharon pictures of your grandkids? And now, fast forward 2 years, you're sharing fake propaganda and having Meemaw having an absolute conniption in the kitchen while she's trying to brew up a pot of coffee. This is your fault at the end of the day. I did nothing wrong. I am simply just trying to make fun of certain situations that are happening in the world. And here you are causing your grandma and grandfather. I'm not leaving grandpa out of this because he's the one calling me or telling me to go kill myself or that I should be shot and bled and watch and left my body left out in the street to bleed out. That's who's calling for my head on a goddamn stake right now, which is beautiful because all I'd have to do is cough to take out that old son of a bitch. The threats on there are the best because you click on their profile and it's just like, Jesus Christ, a slight breeze would take you out. If you're a walker, one of the pegs was an inch off, you know what I mean? When you have to slide them out and then the little pin hits the hole. If one of them was off and then you went to go take a step and then that walker went ass over tea kettle, you're done. You smash your face, you're done. Your body's not recovering from that. That's an easy win in my book. And I didn't have to do fuck all. Meanwhile, Jim still thinks that he has that muscle mass from 1955 and he wants some smoke. I'll tell you what, you old son of a bitch. You want these guns? You want these biceps? 6-4 MMA. That's all I got to say. 6-4 MMA. Tell your grandpa, meet me at the bike rack. I'm going to lay his ass out. I'm going to suplex him and grandma through the coffee table and the end table. It's going to look like a goddamn hardcore match between Mankind and Stone Cold Steve Austin via 1998 when I'm done with that old fucking pair. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they don't want no smoke. So what I'm really getting at is get your goddamn grandparents off of Facebook. What I'm really trying to tell you at the end of the day is get your grandparents off of Facebook. This is what you're doing to them. This is what you're doing to them. You know, Martha's sitting there just trying to, you know, watch a little bit of Roseanne. Shows that she used to love from the 1990s. You know, back when she was just, when grandma just became a grandma, that's when life was good. And the kids would come over, she's a little sick, you know, you're watching these old television shows that she used to love as a child, the Beverly Hillbillies, a little bit of MASH, and then you'd flip on the local news with grandma and watch her lose her mind about politics. That's the grandma we know and love. We don't need her on Facebook sharing fake news to all of her other friends, which they get all ramped up and excited about because they think that the turban is some sort of terrorist. It's some sort of terrorist symbol. The moment they see a Sikh walking in the street, they think that a bomb is about to be detonated because of three memes they seen in 2016. Fuck. Yeah, it's like times have changed. Times have changed. The youth now listens to more rap music. Remember when, okay, here we go. This is a perfect example. Remember when we were coming up? And when I say we, I'm talking to the 28-year-olds and up. We were the pioneers of this shit. All right? We were the white boys that were listening, and white girls listening to rap music. And it was just awful, you know? you had to hear it from all angles because you wanted to listen to a goddamn Notorious B.I.G. album. And the moment that you put on, "Who shot ya?" Huh? "I love it when you call me Big Papa." You got an earful from everybody in the fan. "I can't believe you listen to that shit." "Oh, I can't believe you listen to fucking ABBA." You know how trash that is? You know how awful that is? And then you always get that one like really racist uncle to be, he drops a hard R at you and be like, "This rap is crap. Rap is crap. You know who's good? Elvis. Why aren't you listening to Elvis? The king of swing. The old child molester himself, Elvis Presley. The king of rock. Call me Sia. Won't stop fucking till I desire." One day I'll afford a camera that can go continuously for more than 30 minutes. So that way I don't have to turn it off and forget where I was. Anyways, back to, yeah, grandma. Grandma's on there. And she's having a conniption. She's just, she's not the same woman she used to be. You know, you remember grandma? She was cheerful. Now she's spreading fake news all over the goddamn internet, specifically Facebook. Because let's be honest, we don't want grandma on Facebook or Instagram. Imagine your grandma doing TikToks. I've seen this one grandma. She's over there spreading her mitt. I'm pretty sure she's got an OnlyFans. Like, this is where we're at heading into 2021. We're getting a little too progressive, I think. You know, we got body positivity. We got every two thinking they're a 12 because they can't put down a cake. That's where we're at in 2020, or where we were, 2021, heading into 2021. You know, Cosmopolitan magazine. That's a very trusted news source, by the way. You know, remember back in the day, they'd have like an article that would say like 12 ways to please your man. Well, it's simple. We just need two. Like, who writes that shit? Right when he's about to come, throw pepper in his face so that way when he sneezes, his orgasm is through the roof. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine sitting there and you're about to bust a nut and the lady that you're with throws a pile of pepper in your face to try and get you to sneeze? What kind of moron writes this shit? Someone who's not getting laid, that's for sure. And I'm not over here trying to be the sex god, but I know for a fact. You wonder, and you wonder why none of you women orgasm. COVID-69. Oh, yeah, you got Meemaw. She's on TikTok twerking, trying to get subscribers to her OnlyFans. That's the economy right now. That's the economy. You go to work, you bust your ass to pay $3.99 to see the neighbor's tits, which I'm all for. Don't get me wrong. I'm not shitting on OnlyFans. It's a great system. There's probably a few set of cans you've been dying to see your whole life that now it doesn't cost you fuck all, $3.99, and you can cancel the subscription that month. You paid $4 to see the neighbor finger blast yourself in that bathroom that you used to sneak in, and you just kind of peer in, see what the house is, because you're a weirdo, you're a pervert, just like myself. I'm not saying I ever broke into anybody's house, but I'm saying I've thought about it. We're all perverted. We all have perverted thoughts. We all think about these types of things. We've all seen someone in public and you just think about, I wonder what her nipples look like. And that's okay to have those thoughts as long as you keep them inside your head at times or you tweet them. It's okay to tweet them before cancel culture jumps on you for being a misogynist pig, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. You work construction. You're a plumber. You're with the other dirtbags of society, you know? You're working a nice blue-collar job where everybody else thinks alike. You all thought the same thing. The moment that a hot chick walks by you, the only thought that registers in your head, I wonder how she fucks. And that's just being a dude. That's the nature of being a dude. And it's okay to be a dude. Right now is like the worst time to just be a guy. You just can't be a guy. You know, all we think about is drinking, fucking, and just playing some video games from time to time, hanging out with the boys, doing guy shit. And anytime you bring up some guy shit, there's some bitch that shaved a cul-de-sac in her head, which, you know, how funny is that? That these feminists are literally, that'll make fun of like balding men, now look like balding men. I just seen one the other day that has just a tuft in front. You know how many dudes, like I'm losing the wig. I am. I'm receding a little bit. That's why I wear a hat a lot. Am I self-conscious about it? No, I just like, I don't do my hair. It's always everywhere. I'm balding a little bit. We all are. Part of being a man, you know, being a man, putting on the hard hat day to day. She's going to fucking recede a little bit, boys. It's just part of life. We don't give a shit. We never have. Because at the end of the day, you're making enough money to pay for sex. So that way if the old lady leaves you because of your looks. You can pay a woman. Get this. And if you watch the previous episode or listen to it, you understand that prostitution is a simple answer for you to get laid. I'm also going to do a video breaking down whether it's cheaper or not. What's cheaper is what I'm getting at. What's cheaper? A prostitute or going on a date? We're going to take a deep dive into it. I did a short article about it, got a little bit of recognition. You know, we're doing the journalism that counts here at Danger Cats. You know, we're taking the deep dive down the rabbit hole and giving you the journalism that dudes deserve. Okay, who's got the biggest tits? Which vagine may or may not be the tightest? What kind of liquor? How many beers, right? Like, remember that previous episode? How many beers before switching to whiskey? This is the type of journalism that we need. Along with keeping politicians in check, even though I don't really give a fuck about them. Because all they're really doing is they're just sticking to all their traditions. But yeah. I gotta stop going on these tirades. You know, I got to get more back into like the riffing part on this podcast. You know, it just goes off the rails sometimes. And I don't know if that's what makes this podcast, but we're going to take it a little more serious this year. The numbers were great last year. Thank you to all of you. The numbers were phenomenal. We were in the charts. The 69th best podcast to come out of Canada. Hello. Hello. Huh? How about that? But our downloads were through the roof and it was great. 2020 was, although a shitty year, was a great year for us. We've seen a massive increase with downloads, views. You know what? Maybe views on the YouTube channel a little down and I get flack for it. Oh, yeah, this channel kind of went to shit. You remember when you were always talking about Trudeau? Yeah, I do. I do. But I just don't have the time in between doing this podcast and the other shit for the social media. I just don't have the time right now to produce some like decent videos. And I got to do it all by myself right now because, people don't work for free. And I don't think that... I would want to work for free, so I'm not going to make anybody work for free. So that's just where we're at. I think it's great, though. I think we're going to we're just going to make this like as comedic as possible going into this year. I'm in a great headspace, and I hope you guys are too. You know, take a step back, laugh at some shit, because the world is actually fucking hilarious right now. And before everyone, oh, it's fucking horrible to be alive in 2020. Actually, not really. If you have a sense of humor, this is the best time to be alive possible. There's so many fucking maniacs out there that you can just sit back and have a little giggle at. These fucking lunatics. Celebrities are getting shit on every time they open up their mouth, which I fucking love. Anytime, like Jennifer Aniston puts up that, our first pandemic. Our first pandemic makes a fucking ornament out of it and puts it on her Christmas tree. And the whole world basically told her to go fuck herself. Amazing. I'm glad we're all on the same page with that. That's beautiful. Anytime a celebrity is just like, hey, we're all in this together. No, we're not. Do you see me in your 8,000 square foot pool? Finger banging Mexican maids? Drinking out of fucking... coconuts, having a pina colada out of a fresh coconut? No, you don't. You don't see me doing that. In fact, I got to sit at home with my thumb up my ass wondering, who's going to do something stupid next that I can talk about on this podcast? I got some amazing news. I'm going to leak it on here. There's a possibility that I could be doing a show in Calgary, stand-up comedy, that is. Possibility. I'm not going to leak everything, but keep your ears open. If you made it this far into the podcast, I'm just letting you know that there's a possibility of me working with some comedians I've worked with in the past about doing a show in Calgary. It just got brought to my attention January 2nd. I don't know when this episode comes out. I believe the 8th, the 6th. If you're a Patreon member, or the 5th, I could be all fucked up here. My dates are, I haven't looked at a calendar in about 2 weeks. But this, you know, this is something to look forward to. I can't really say much more than that about location-wise or whatever, because it's not confirmed, but I'm just saying, keep your ears open. Pay attention to the social media. We could be possibly doing a live podcast, and I think I get a 5 or 10 minute set. I don't know what it is, but we'll definitely be doing some comedy somewhere. And I'm not saying that I am the best comedian out there. I'm not. I'm still working my shit out. And right when I was finding my fucking groove too, right when I thought that I could get moving, get the ball rolling, and iron out some jokes, we had that brilliant, I shouldn't say brilliant. We had a great set down in Calgary. It went tremendously better than what I expected. And things were starting to get going. The whole world shut down because politicians needed to go and take care of their family traditions in Hawaii. You know, who am I to judge? Who am I to say anything? I'm sorry. My dreams need to be crushed so that way I seen an awesome tweet and I'm going to butcher it. And I don't know who said it, but it was another comedian. It was like, politicians locked us down so that way they don't catch you. That way you don't catch them. Fuck. This is why you don't ever do anybody else's joke, Brandon. This is why you leave somebody else's joke alone. It was basically saying, politicians have put us in lockdown. That way you won't catch them on vacation. So that way you're locked down. You get where I'm going with this? And it's true. And fuck me, it's got to be true. It's a joke. Don't want to catch Tracy Allard and her nieces and nephews paddleboarding and doing some spearfishing offshore out there in Honolulu, right? Fuck me. Can't have that. Can't have any fun. Can't do anything great. You want to go spend some time in the pub with the boys, getting hammered, talking about the good old days. Possibly, maybe taking home a barmaid. That's not happening. Not this year. No, not now. Not ever. Not until you get the vaccine and have a droopy lip and can only breathe through one nostril. Have a lung collapsed. That's all according to my overly conservative father, who somehow over the course of this pandemic picked himself up a PhD in infectious diseases. I really enjoy talking to him from time to time because it just gives me hours and hours of content to talk about. You know, I like to think of myself pretty down the middle of the road, but when you get somebody on either sides, like I was telling you about my birthday, and I get my uncle who's very, very, my one uncle who's very, very liberal, I will say that, and he's letting his political views in one ear, and then I have my father who's very, very conservative in the other. And at the end of the day, you're just like, Jesus Christ, a happy birthday would have just done me well. That would have been great. We couldn't have just stopped at that. You couldn't have just gave up. Hey, happy birthday. And then fucked off like the rest of everybody. Like I enjoy my peace and quiet like most men on this planet. And here you're giving me every political angle that I could possibly have inside my skull. I appreciate that you feel comfortable to rant and rave into a telephone and ruin my fucking day, huh? Why don't you call somebody who cares, huh? Is that too difficult? Jesus. Just a fucking, what a tire fire of a world. And then we're just sitting here glued to our phones watching people argue on TikTok and make up all this fake shit. I think it's so funny that I was talking about this today. Everybody's angle on TikTok to get back at one another is calling one another a pedophile. It's the funniest shit I've ever seen. Anytime somebody's mad at somebody else on there, they immediately go right for pedophile. Go for the jugular. That's their defense mechanism. The moment that a finger gets pointed at you and be like, you did something a little bit horrible, and I'm about to tell everybody, the initial response to that is to call that person a pedophile, and it's the fucking funniest thing. Everybody's just sitting here calling one another a kid diddler. Good on them. Great joke, by the way. It's a fucking awesome joke. And then they gotta, instead of like being like, what the hell are you talking about? What? And they'll just like turn around and be like, no, actually you're grooming children. You're the one grooming children. It's the funniest shit ever. Arguing on TikTok is like kissing your sister. It's fucking awesome. Everybody should do it. Everybody kisses their sister. Oh man. There's the comment sections are the best. That's what I spend majority of my time reading. If I see a video that's like a little on the edge of like controversial, I'll chime in on the comment section. And it's just like my favorite videos are when I'll say like a decently looking girl will be like, oh, I can't believe you'd find you. How stupid am I to think I'll ever find my soulmate in Regina, Saskatchewan? Listen here. You're a whore. You don't have a soul. Simple as that. It's simple math. Whores don't have souls. So the fact that you think that you have a soulmate out there is completely absurd. That's what are you doing? What are you thinking about here? I can't believe I'd ever think I'd find my soulmate in Calgary, Alberta. I can't believe. Like, who started giving the whores some entitlement here? Listen, lady, you're the equivalent of me, all right? Me and you both know that at the end of the day, we're not finding anybody, all right? Nobody wants used goods and nobody wants the white trash guy. Me and you are quite alike. Maybe we are soulmates, all right? You've been pumped by every drug dealer in the city because they bought you, they need to spend the cash, so they bought you a Louis bag. And then when the relationship ended, somehow the Louis bag ended up back in his possession. All right. Me, on the other hand, listen, like me, I am white trash. I understand that. Hillbilly, redneck, whatever you want to, I'm not really that big of a redneck. I know what I am. I'm white trash. There's a difference, and we'll break it down here for you. Hillbillies are kind of like those people that you find in the sticks, right? They're very, very, very useful people. Like, don't get me wrong, a good hillbilly can get you out of any sticky situation in the drop of a hat. I mean, if you have car trouble, you're probably going to want a hillbilly because he can probably build a fucking car out of sticks and fucking molten beer cans out of the goddamn bonfire from last night. A redneck, on the other hand, is a little more technical. A little more technical. A good old redneck. All the rednecks nowadays are just high-tech rednecks. You know, there's not too many old-school rednecks kicking around. Hey, before you shit on me, there are a few. There are a few. A good old redneck understands that, hey, I like the fact that I have a cell phone. Rednecks now aren't what they used to be. What I'm noticing anyways, this is what I'm noticing, is a lot of rednecks now make rap music, which is unusual, but they do this now. A lot of rednecks, how the fuck do I put this into words? Like, rednecks now have chips on their diesel trucks. You know what I mean? Like there's this like weird disconnect of like the past to the present. And in the middle, there was like a little bit of a bumpy road and some thoughts got shifted around and be like, ah, yeah, you know what? I can listen to rap music and have a lifted truck. I can still like mudding, but also, you know, wear a Tupac t-shirt and it's all acceptably okay. That's okay. But yes, like rednecks now. And then, oh yeah, we're transitioning. Holy fuck, I'm all over the map. This is a horrible podcast day. I'm sorry. We're not coming out to 2021 with a bang. But what I'm saying is like white trash is me. And I'm going to break myself down. See, like I didn't come from money, okay? I love me a good time. I can go and I can be a minimalist and I can have a lot of things. But at the end of the day, I am a minimalist. I don't like I'm wearing a fucking wolf t-shirt I bought at a gas station. And I think it's sick. That's pretty white trash. I do my clothes shopping at a fucking gas station. That's white trash. Majority of the food in my cupboard is no-name brand because I'm a tightwad. White trash. I would love to spend the better portion of my day drinking beer on a front lawn than I would sitting in a high-end restaurant. That's the type of person I am. So me and her in comparison are pretty much the same person just from different avenues. You know what? We aren't accepted by both because they're like those girls that are like too good looking and they think that the world is like that the world owes them something just because they were born with looks, and myself have something in common. We think that the world should give us things for being who we are. You know what I mean? Me being some white trash hillbilly piece of shit from a small town thinks like, hey, you know what? I am, I created this brand. I think that people owe me a little something, huh? I did you a service by having something to identify as. No, I'm kidding. But it is funny. You watch these TikTok videos and everybody's looking to get TikTok famous. TikTok fame is like, I feel like TikTok being TikTok famous has got to be like similar to being like the town whore. You know, it's cool for a minute until you realize like, holy fuck, this is not exactly the path of life I wanted to go down. Like TikTok fame is that fame that, it's like the Catch Me Outside girl. If you're TikTok famous, you're like the Catch Me Outside. How about that? You're like that girl or that whoa wiki where like it's laughable. You look at that. If you went to somebody and you're like, yo, I'm TikTok famous, you'd laugh and be like, oh, wow, cool. TikTok. Unreal. Oh, my God. I'm running out of topics to talk about. This is the first episode back. We're going to plan a little better. I took some time off. I kicked my feet up. I hope you enjoyed the interview with the prostitute. I'm going to line up some cool interviews in the future. I got some guys I'm talking to that actually are celebrities, actually are cool people, and we're going to line up those interviews ASAP and get them rocking. Again, thanks for tuning in. I'm sorry I wasn't as prepared for this episode as I usually am with other ones. And you're like, oh, yeah, well, you're usually never prepared. You're usually not prepared at all now that I think about it. And you know what? To that, I say you are correct. And we will come back stronger on the next episode in 2021. Hopefully this podcast grows and grows and grows. And thank you again for tuning in.